Jim Taylor visiting with the head wrestling coach and athletic director at Porta High School, Jeff Hill. All's everybody wants for Christmas is a T-shirt that says Abe's Rumble on it. 55 teams going to be crammed into the Bank of Springfield Center for Abe's Rumble, a tremendous wrestling event. So first up, Coach, the name. It's the best tournament name I can think of, and it's a wrestling event. So how about that?
Yeah, it wasn't too hard to find a good name for it, considering we're right in the heart of Abe Lincoln territory. And Abe Lincoln grew up and wrestled out at New Salem, which is right outside of Petersburg, so there's a lot of rich tradition.
And I assume, all joking aside, people want their hands on the different things you probably sell there, sweatshirts and T-shirts and things of that nature. Heck, I know I want one.
Yeah, all the coaches got a email link, and so they can pre-register and pre-order those things. And so get a hold of your local coach, and he can hook you up.
All right, you need to tell us, if you can explain to our radio listening audience, what does it look like when there are 55 wrestling teams in one building?
Well, thank goodness it's a big building, and it's capable of handling. One of the reasons why we picked that, you know, that first year we took it over and took over the tournament and made a tournament. You know, we had 40 teams, and each year we've gotten grown a little bit bigger because we figured why not? You know, why not get bigger? And it's pretty well organized, actually. They get called to a mat, and the majority of the day they're on two mats. So if you're a fan and you're coming down to watch, you will be able to watch your team wrestle on those two mats the majority of the day.
And then just in terms of, you know, the idea regarding this event, the motivation behind it when it was originally organized and kind of keeping 50, I would assume, I don't know if 55 is a record number of teams, but I know over the years when you talk about the number of schools have been able to line up for this event, what about that?
You know, we have asked Rob Sherrow, who's pretty much the historian of the United States on wrestling, does Illinois Best Weekly, does the rankings for the IWCOA. He tells us we are the biggest dual-team tournament in the state or in the nation, United States. My friend runs the Battle of Waterloo. You guys are close enough to Iowa, you may hear about that a little bit. One of my college roommates runs that, and you know, they're right around 30 teams there. So, you know, we've pretty much doubled the field. And our sole goal is to get somebody from Northern Illinois to wrestle somebody from Southern Illinois, to wrestle somebody from Eastern Illinois, and so forth and so on. And when we make the pools, the 11 pools, our sole purpose is geographics. Separate them and get them wrestling somebody they never will get to see.
And how much do coaches like that?
Oh, they love it because those northern coaches see nobody from down south. The southern coaches, they may not ever see anybody from Orion or Sherrard or Lena Winslow, but somebody from Lawrenceville has the opportunity, somebody from Elmhurst, IC Catholics, a new team, Walter Christian is coming in the field. They can, you know, they get to see Vandalia, teams like that. So it's a huge melting pot, and it's what a great venue for Class A wrestling.
Yeah, and I know how it's set up. Basically, Friday and Saturday, you start at 9 o'clock, and then Saturday is basically the tournament format. You hope to finish up between 4 and 5 o'clock. And I think the unique thing about this is a dual-team format. So it's team versus team. It's not really individual versus individual. So when you set this up, you have the dual-team format in mind.
Yes, correct. And we try to separate. We don't want you know, number one and two in the state to being in the same pool. So we kind of look at that a little bit. But some years, you know, some teams sneak up on us, and, you know, we have some pretty tough pools. And, you know, with somebody, you know, these 2A schools coming down, like Pontiac is Class A this year, you know, we're not real familiar with how they're going to line up against, you know, a team, you know, like Sherrard or, you know, Rock Ridge, because they don't see each other.
And that's the great thing about this event. And, you know, when you talk about 55 schools and you talk about the sport of wrestling, we talked a little bit about it off air that currently the way the three classes are split up with the wrestling or the three-class sports is basically 33%, 33%, 33% of the IHSA member schools that have wrestling. Next year, that new classification rule goes in where 40% of the schools that have wrestling within the IHSA will be considered 1A. So that's kind of to the motivation with the field being expanded a little bit this year.
Yeah, yeah, and that facility houses the IKWF state tournament, and we can actually fit more mats. So, you know, my goal every year is if it runs pretty darn good this year, we might expand it a little bit more since there's more Class A teams. But, yeah, you know, that's the goal is to get the variety and get these coaches to at least get an eyeball on a kid before they reach them at the, meet them at the state tournament and not ever have seen them.
And I guess the other great thing that I know the coaches truly appreciate is that the fact that you're going to get probably, what, 8 to 9 dual meets over 2 days, so the kids will be need to eat right, and they'll be basically sleeping over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day after doing all that. So how many matches do they get about?
Yeah, you're exactly right, 8 or 9. And what's unique about this is, let's say we go up to Princeton Tournament, which is one of the best Class A individual tournaments in the state, and a lot of the field also goes to that. But if I take a mediocre kid, he may go 0-2 barbecue in a tough field and only get 2 matches for a tournament. Where when they come to this, they know their kid is going to get 8 or 9 matches for that one tournament. And that's huge, especially with the way the IHSA seeds the state tournament. If you have over so many wins, you get more points. That comes in huge for the teams that come to this event.
All right. It's the biggest wrestling tournament in the nation. 55 dual teams crammed into the bank of Springfield Center Friday and Saturday this week. Again, both days the competition starts at 9 a.m., and then the tournament Saturday will wrap up probably between the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. So Abe's Rumble, man, everybody go down there. You need to get a T-shirt and some quality wrestling. All parts of the state represented. This is a great event, Jeff Hill, at Porta High School. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
That's Jeff Hill again from Porta High School, the wrestling coach and AD, talking about Abe's Rumble.